All right. Hello, hello, hello. This is Stephen Grabo with The Potluck. Just thought I'd give you guys a shout out as well as, well, we're continuing our celebration of 20 years of Misplaced Comedy Group, and it's Christmas time. So what better way to celebrate it than we have our very own Melissa Holmes right here in the studio.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you, Melissa?
I've been living.
You've been living?
Yeah.
Well, it's time to, we're going to reminisce here.
Okay.
We're going to reminisce real quick. We're going to go back, way back.
Uh-oh.
And to a sketch that we did.
Okay.
For the Misplaced Holiday CD. Now, this is going back 2004.
I remember the CD.
Okay.
I do.
You remember the CD?
I do. I remember the Misplaced. I remember the cover and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how small I was.
we were all kind of small.
We were all small. Numbers and size.
Well, anyway, what we're doing here is we're going to play you a snippet. It's called Santa, a Love Story, that Melissa and I recorded many years ago. and then we're going to see if we can remember what was happening at the time we were recording it. So here we go, Santa, a Love Story.
It's now time for a Misplaced Comedy Classic.
Hello, honey. How was your night?
Every year I give out more and more coal.
Well, maybe it's just a phase that the kids are going through.
They're getting rotten, I'm telling you.
Look what I had the elf sew up for me. It's a new nightie.
Yeah, that's nice, sweetie.
It's lace and it's silky.
Mm-hmm. Does it hide your ass?
Well, of course it does, honey.
I'm really tired.
Aw, is my poopsie-woopsie tired?
You'll never know. It takes all my energy for an entire year. Everything I have. It all has to go into one night.
Well, the night's not over yet, dear.
When I was younger, I could go all night, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
I just don't have it in me anymore.
Well, I still think you got it.
Tonight I had to stop off in Seattle to get an espresso.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Would you like some more?
Nah.
I could make you some.
Nah.
How about some chocolate-covered coffee beans?
No, I'm good.
But I could put them under the lace like this, and you could...
Hey, you know what? It would be really nice.
What's that, dear?
Why don't you get out that big fluffy fur blanket and we could cuddle for a long winter's nap?
Ugh. Well, I guess that we could cuddle, but... Then maybe we could, fool around a little?
You know, flying around all night lugging junk really takes it out of you. You know, I had to stop every 20 minutes because Blitzen had the runs. He must have eaten something really bad because he let loose some waffle fries and Mountjoy that could have taken out a minibus.
Honey, I've got your fuzzy blanket. Why don't you come lay with me?
Oh, yes. Sweetie, could you please move from the top of the cover so I can get under the blanket here?
Okay, sure, honey, but would you like me to rub your belly?
Ho, ho, ho. That feels real good. Hey, what do you think would be next year's big-selling toy? A Muslim Barbie? A Follow Me Elmo? How about Grand Theft Auto 43? Nuclear Salt? Oh, how about the Little Brat School Shooting Kit? We could get a jump on next year, just in case.
Well, okay, but is there anything that I can do to make things better?
Nah, I just want to go to sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah, I had a really long night.
Oh, come on, Chris, I'm horny.
Really? Well, but I'm tired.
You know, baby, 'tis the season. It's better to give than receive. Now, how many times have you used that one on me?
Oh, but I'm just really...
And you know, being Mrs. Santa Claus, I have to hold up my womanly duties. I cook, I clean, I bake the cookies, and on your spontaneous whim, I give you nookie. Now, I want a little bit of action for myself, and you say you're not in the mood?
But I'm tired, honey.
Okay, buddy, who is she?
Huh?
Who is she?
Who is who?
Is it that little elf slut, Desiree?
Huh?
Or some chick you probably picked up on Highway 41? Or Amsterdam?
What are you talking about?
You're not attracted to me anymore.
No, don't.
You think I'm fat?
Don't cry.
And you think that my tits dust the floor?
Honey, baby, love muffin. You know I don't think
you're probably
that.
Glad to work in the garage with all those freaky elves. And they're nothing but little horny bastards that mess with the reindeers after the lights are out.
Huh?
They're nothing but a bad influence. influence on the youth.
Wait, they mess with the reindeer?
Yeah, I have to shoo them away with a broom on Friday nights after drinking at Disney karaoke.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
You have no idea what I go through just to make you happy.
Oh, come here, sweetie. Let me hold you. You feel really nice and soft, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you do look good in that negligee.
You like that? The little creeps made it special.
Yeah, they really did a good job.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Why don't you get under the covers and snuggle up real close?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you are so soft.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, you take some ginseng and get off your ass. We're not giving you any long winter's nap until Big Daddy brings the house down. Ouch. Yoo-hoo. Save that for the boot off. Fondling Elmo? I think they came out. We called it.
Yeah, we did. We called that,
that
5 years before it actually happened.
Man.
A lot of things we do, we call before it happens.
Man. Yeah, Muslim Barbie?
Muslim Barbie. Yeah, that didn't come out until the following year, I think. They actually came out with one. Mattel came out with
one. A little controversy, but it happened. Misplaced Comedy.
Yeah, we started all that. But holy crap, that's... So, I see you sitting there, and you're like, I don't remember saying this.
I don't. That's amazing. to not one line. Like, wow.
Yeah, we both came up with that. Mm-hmm. I think at work. We were working together.
We were working very hard at that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Sketches.
It sketches.
Thank you.
We basically, it brings back so many great memories, though.
It does. I mean, that's the same place we did the bloop, was it, the dress code,
yes,
right?
Yes,
same facility,
building.
Okay.
Yeah, same building we did the dress code.
See, good times.
And for those of you who watch us on YouTube or seen our old videos, Melissa and I did a dress code video because they had controversy over their dress code at work. Being here in Florida, the girls would come in and pretty much...
I think there was a little ass slapping in that, too.
Were we dating,
Steve?
Should have been, right?
Jeez, I don't remember any of this.
We had ass slapping in that as well.
Yeah. Well, it always sold. It was always a selling feature.
Yes, sex sells. But we recorded that at the old bachelor pad with me and Bob's place. Where we had the dining room set up as a studio,
mm-hmm.
where we recorded a majority of the CD for that.
Right, I recall you had the garage green screened as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did Sperm People down there.
Yeah, we did
same
Sperm
place?
We did Sperm
okay.
People in the same place
okay.
in the garage there.
Can we name the place? It's no longer. It's been renamed, right? Good old Trevini.
It's no longer Trevini, okay. but Bob still has. Bob still lives there.
Well, Bob's a star. He couldn't leave.
But that's right. I mean, he held on to the bachelor pad mm-hmm. just in case, you know, I have to go back. If there's ever a dilemma and I need a place to stay.
I'm sure. Good thing Alice doesn't listen to this show.
She knows. She knows. I say it every time, all the time.
Bob, what a good friend. That's dedication. 20 years. Thank you, Bob.
So what else do you remember of doing Santa a Love Story?
I remember when we were writing on the mockery of the reindeer and the describing of the droppings, if you will.
The waffle fries.
When we get into that rolling laugh and all I can picture is Chick-fil-A and waffle fries and I'm like, it's not the same. Stop it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we, yeah. Wow. We just had so much fun.
We did. I can't believe it's been 20 years. I really can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And here it is, exactly Christmas time.
And it's a lot of fun, you know, going back and listening to all these old sketches. And now we're able to present them to you, the listener, in a different format. And we hope you enjoy this, and as well as all the other stuff. Of course, you can always find our stuff on Apple Music or anywhere you download your tunes.
Hey, they got an idea.
Oh.
Suggestion box.
Suggestion box just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to be working on another CD for next Christmas.
Okay.
And so we hope to have more fun for everybody there. So stay tuned for another one.
The 20-year take them.
It just continues. Fresh stuff happening.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we better wrap this up.
Yeah, that's probably your wife, actually.
No.
So better call Bob.
Get out again. All right, I'll talk to you. Everybody tune into the show, and we'll keep it going on the live show on the potluck in a few minutes.
Potluck podcast tonight, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Okay.
Every Wednesday. All right. See you all there.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Have a good one.
And you should be on the show as well.
I think I can probably make it tonight. Okay. So it's looking good.
Great, because it's going to be a super sexy show.
Awesome. Tune in for ass slapping.
All right. And that's it for this little mini segment.